running through your Wednesday. Welcome to the show. If you're only just tuning in, it's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito. And you're on the morning drive with Mike in the Morning, driving into a chat right now with Gavin Steinoble, attorney at law, the man from Kloppers Inc., and a man who will be away on two wheels for a couple of days after this Wednesday, with an Eastern Cape adventure on the cards. Gavin, welcome on a Wednesday. Yeah, great to have you back, man.
Yeah, good to be back. And I see the coffee arrived, so that's...
You know what?
We had a few duds there where where we ordered it, and it didn't come up to the studio.
No, but it bodes very well for a Wednesday, and you're back in your normal slot. Last week, we were sort of a bit time-delayed, so I feel like all is right with the world.
Yeah. As you're saying, that quote from Tolkien...
You gave me this great quote.
Aragorn had just seen Arwen and he'd fallen in love, and he said, he was walking and his heart sat high in him, and to his eye the world was fair. And I saw your eyes shine up when the coffee arrived. I saw your mood perk up when you had your first sip.
My heart is now sitting high. Thank you, Gavin. All seems fair in the world. And I'm very interested to hear about your upcoming adventure. You've got this really... I would say it's not the most common of pastimes and pursuits. You have this contrast between the precision of conveyancing and the chaos of a single track trail on a motorbike. I'm very interested in how that balance works in your life. Obviously, it works for you, you've got this epic Eastern Cape escapade. What's on the cards for the next couple of days for you?
Yeah, I do an annual trip down to. The Rhodes area, and I don't know if most people, when they think of Rhodes, they think it's Grahamstown, but Rhodes is a tiny little hamlet up just below the Lesotho border, and it's in the Eastern Cape Highlands, high up in the mountains. There's some wonderful mountain passes there, Nordea's Neck, Your Bear's Pass, there's Lundin's Neck, there's the Buster Footslan Putt, where Adam Koch walked up with his whole tribe to get away from the Khoisas during the Khoisa Wars, and you know, so there's a lot of really interesting and large dirt road passes there. So
And history,
of course, there's history. I mean, Rhodes, the town itself was named after Rhodes, Cecil John Rhodes, but it never amounted to much. In fact, they called it Rhodes in the hope that he was then, you know, in charge of the Cape, that Rhodes would bestow on them some sort of gift.
Didn't happen.
I think he sent a couple of oak trees down, and they're still along all the few roads that comprise Rhodes, and kind of sent a letter and said, here's some oak trees, and please don't bother me with this again. He must have had some foreboding that this little town in the middle of nowhere would never amount to much, and it really hasn't. But it's kept this sort of Victorian, Edwardian charm, you know, where you've still got those old-style houses. And, you know, there's nothing new being built there for 100 years or whatever. But and the roads are still dirt roads, the town roads. But it's just the most beautiful little village. And if ever you get a chance to head that way, it's worth driving through it.
The roads to roads.
Yeah, correct. And so we actually stay on a farm nearby called Bidstone Farm. It's at the bottom of... the Bidstone Pass, or it's also known as Volunteer's Neck, that comes down from the Tiffindale Ski Resort, which has now been mothballed. And it's this, and at the bottom there's this little farm that belongs to the Eisted family, and got lovely little sandstone cottages, and we squat there for 5 days and spend time with Alan and his charming wife. And so, yeah, that's it. And I'd like to say we're a bunch of middle-aged guys, but actually everyone's in their 50s and 60s.
And isn't that middle age? I don't know. I think you can claim it.
If that's the middle, then I've got a lot of tax still to pay. but yeah, so we go across this beautiful province, all on dirt roads. Normally head from here to Nottingham Road, have a lunch at Notty's Hotel, and then head down to Heimville. We'll spend a night, and then the next day we'll head all the way through to the Rhodes area and spend a couple of days riding bikes there. So it's quite an adventure, and I always planned it for this time of the year because I always hope it snows. Last year it snowed so badly we couldn't get through Nordea's Neck. It was 6 meters deep in
snow.
What
did you do?
We had to go around via Barclay East, and eventually it got dark, and we pulled into the Mountain Shadows Hotel. We didn't make our destination, but that's all part of the adventure, you know?
Yeah.
And so I always plan it this time of the year because there's no likelihood of rain, but there's a good likelihood of snow. And once you're up there and all the snow's on all the sort of the mountainsides and so forth. It's just absolutely beautiful beyond belief.
You know? Man, and yeah. this is the kind of adventure that you can undertake from a North Coast base. You know, you've got options stretching out in a couple of different directions, and how cool to be in a country where...
Yeah, we do a lot of riding. That's on the bigger adventure bikes, but we also have the smaller bikes, you know, the small bore 250s and 300s, and we ride here in the Glendale district. We've actually bought a little small holding there that we turned into a clubhouse, and we ride from there through what is Ingonyama Trust land. Man. And so we spend a lot of time, you know, we'll stop at a Shabin and have a beer with the locals. And, you know, and this province is beautiful beyond belief. Even just going down the Tugela River, we do it on the adventure bikes, but it's worth a drive to a place like Shushu where the hot springs come out of the middle of the Tugela. And,
you know, it's
just driving there via Kranskop is just the most beautiful drive. So, yeah, this province is staggeringly beautiful.
And apart from the natural beauty and the wonders along the way, The people, I would imagine you encounter just some really, really interesting good people.
I actually think that South Africans are actually fairly culturally homogenous. People always think there's some kind of culture war going on, but I've always said, and I've said it for as long as I can remember, that on the ground, South Africans all get along perfectly well. You know, sit next to each other in restaurants, go to the same gyms, we'll speak to each other in the streets and the shops, and we'll see each other in the Shabins and, you know, or in the countryside, and they're always glad to see us, and we're always glad to see them. And the only place where there's racial disharmony and discord is in our parliament, which is a crying shame. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, there you go. Cracking the whip right
cracking
now.
The whip, guys. Come on, wake up. This country's working well, and the people in it are fantastic, and we all get along, and we all just want a good future. And speaking of a good future, I see that our rand's rallied again, and there's talk of the fuel price coming down, and we've also had a ratings outlook upgrade, saying that, look, they acknowledge that the people in charge of our fiscal policy, our Minister of Finance and so forth, are doing a good job. They're making the right moves, and there's some belief that the country's now, you know, going from junk status and to a better status. So a lot of sort of good things are happening. I see there's a lot of accountability coming for Cyril and his cronies. And, you know, these are all steps in the right direction, and we're not going to fix overnight what took 30 years to break. But the one thing is you always look at trends and go, wow, okay, the trend seems to be we're going out of this malaise. We need economic growth to be bigger than 1%. And these are all things that this country is starting to wake up to. And, you know, it's just, I always say, you know, looking now at the moment, property is buoyant and everything, but I always say things are always cyclical. You know, the pendulum always swings. And I think our country's pendulum is swinging away from an era and an age of unaccountability to an era where politicians are going to have to show some results, otherwise people are simply not going to vote for them.
Yeah, well, this is a thing. And, you know, you talk about looking at trends and patterns, and I want to know, from your perspective, from your desk on the conveyancing front, migration patterns, you know, we know that lifestyle-seeking buyers from Gauteng have been particularly drawn to the KZN North Coast Corridor and secure coastal estates. Have you noticed any changes, any tweaks in the last two years?
One thing that I have, and I'm trying to decide whether it's anecdotal or whether it is a statistic that's worth calling a statistic, and that is that I've noticed in my office we're doing quite a few transactions of families that are returning back to South Africa.
Wow, from overseas?
From abroad. Chiefly the UK.
Interesting.
And then Australia and New Zealand as well. I think New Zealand's in a little bit of an economic slump.
Mm.
So we're seeing people coming back. I had an interesting chat to a friend of mine, Paul Cottrell. Shout out to Paul. But he said something that's also probably true, and that is that a lot of people who left in 94 because they didn't believe that the new South Africa was going to work have gone abroad, and they've made a life, and they've earned their dollars or their pounds or their whatever, you know, whatever they've earned, and they're ready now to take their foot off the gas and retire somewhere, and home is home. And there is that contingent as well that'll come back and settle here. It's certainly great bang for your buck. They're getting, 25-1 on their pounds, and they're going to be better off here than they are going to be there in terms of what they can buy and the size of home they can live in and the things they can do and the cost of food and the eating out and all of that's a lot cheaper, which is something you probably do a lot when you've got no work to go to. And so I'd imagine that he's probably right, that we're going to find a drift of sort of the retirees coming here and finding it quite an attractive place to come and cool your heels for the last quarter of your life. Oh, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he's right. I am seeing some of it, as I said. I don't know if it's anecdotal at this stage. But I've also seen a lot of young people coming back with young kids. And one couple was saying to me that one of the things they're really looking forward to, because they were in the UK, is their kids being able to run around outside and, you know, all year round and just experience life as a South African kid, to go down to the beach and do all those things that we probably now take completely for granted.
Interesting stuff, man. If these are indeed solid trends that start to really flesh out even further, what an interesting story.
Yeah, and I mean, if you do look at all the estates at the moment that are going up, I mean, the dwellings and that are being built are spectacular. The architecture is very interesting, and it's almost like every home's a dream home. So I'd imagine that in itself, you know, when people see it from living abroad, that you go, wow, I mean, these guys are living it up. It's a really good lifestyle. And then you've also got the fact that quite a few people now can simply open their laptop and be at work. And they needn't be anywhere in particular. So this is a good destination if you can earn a foreign exchange, but have your expenses in rands. It's such a win.
What an interesting time, hey? A truly connected age we're living in. And look, we're heading now into the middle of 2026. It's been an interesting year up until this point. I'm sure will be an interesting next half of the year, but we'll be keeping an eye on it, keeping tabs on the situation on a weekly Wednesday briefing here with Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law, the man from Klopper's Inc. Gavin, for the next 5 days, you'll be hard to reach, probably.
Yeah, I will be mostly out of comms.
When you're back, where can folks normally connect with you and find you?
Yeah, well, we've got Lisa, who's also a conveyance at my office, so I leave with the clear conscience, knowing that the machine keeps turning.
It's in good hands.
And it's in good hands, good responsible hands. So we're down in the village, in the Belito village, and we're in 25 Sandra Road. You can't really miss it. The Belito Center ground floor is, you'll see all the big Klopper's signs there, and
Very cool.
It's an area I see that's going to be upgraded a bit. We're going to upgrade our building as well. Not to be outdone, but it's also overdue. We've had one or two owners that have gone out that weren't strong levy payers, if you can call it that.
Yeah.
And we've got some good and grandiose plans for our building, so we'll see how we go.
Very exciting. Yeah. We'll be cutting a ribbon soon.
Excellent, Mike.
In the meantime, safe travels, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Come back with some stories for us.
Yeah, I will do.